What if I told you the narcissist knew right from the beginning that you are a very good person, that you are honest, you're loyal, and you have everything they can never have? What if I told you they tried to destroy you because they couldn't stand the fact that they cannot steal what you so naturally possess? Let's talk about this further in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, I'm going to prove to you how a narcissist knew right from the beginning that you are a very good person. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more about this, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. To lay a strong foundation for this episode, let's watch a small video clip together. No matter how much a narcissist shames and blames you while devaluing and while trying to discard you, they know you are a good person. They know you are the one who put up with their BS. You're the one who tolerated their abuse and their crazy behavior. You're the one who gave them so many chances. You're the one who tried to see that potential in them, the potential they were not so sure of. You're the one who gave them hope, who showed them light. Don't believe that rubbish that is coming out of their mouth now. They don't have anything else to say. They want to put you down because they don't have anything else to do. If they were to see your light for what it is, if they were to see you for who they are, they'll have to feel small within. And for a narcissist to feel that way means the ultimate annihilation of their false self. They have to put you down to feel good about themselves. They have to put you down to feel good about themselves. This is it. Let's expand on that further. They feel so small within. They feel inferior. Even though they pretend to be bigger and better than everybody else, they are extremely insecure. This is known to all. And for these reasons, they constantly try to belittle you, humiliate you, subtly and covertly put you down, make you feel inferior so that they can feel better about themselves. The problem is they frame and shape the environment in such a way that you personalize, you internalize the things they tell you about you. Because there is a rapport and there is a channel established between you and them. All those encrypted messages sent across about who you are and what you stand for get stored in your subconscious, and that changes your self-image. The main goal behind all that blame shifting and all those projections is to change and alter your self-concept, which simply means they want you to think of yourself in a different way, in a way that supports their narrative, which is why they shape the environment, they frame things in such a way that you start behaving in ways that are not congruent with who you are in reality. For example, if you are truthful, if that is what you consider yourselves to be, they will push you, punish you, control you, micromanage you to the point of you becoming hypervigilant, and then you may start lying, let's say. Not harmful big lies, but small white lies, concealing things, because you know if you tell them the whole truth, they will punish you. And that will be then used to prove you are a liar, you are a cheater, and all those things. They put in a lot of efforts into slowly change your view of self, your view of world, and your view of the narcissist. Because their main agenda is to get away with things, to escape taking accountability and responsibility. They don't want to be the one thinking, what am I doing wrong? They want you to be in that position, because naturally that would make it easier for them to keep abusing you while making you think you're doing it. You're the cause behind your pain and suffering. The fact that they have to do so much work to change things, they have to manipulate and gaslight you into thinking differently, tells us one and only one thing. They know you are a good person. They can't let you be who you are, because if you were that, they won't be able to succeed in their mission of abusing you. When the narcissist met you in the beginning, they scanned you for all your good qualities. They knew you are a decent human being. And why did they want you to be decent? Because they knew out of your decency, you will respect their basic human rights. You will respect the fact that they are a human being like you. You will think for them like you think for yourself. You will give them a lot of compassion and space and consideration to coexist. You will give them a lot of chances. You will forgive. You will try to listen. You will try to communicate. You will try to be easy on them. That is what they wanted you to be. Why? To take advantage of all of that. One should be thankful if they get to be with such a person, if they come across such an individual like you with all these qualities. But the narcissist is the cursed one. Why the cursed one? Because he or she ends up destroying the very human being who offers them everything. Everything that one needs and requires to live a very stable and a healthy life. They didn't need any of that. They needed to be the monster they actually are to abuse your good nature. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, do not take those things they have told you about yourself, about who you are, and the things that you stand for personally, for their perception of yours is distorted and biased. They can't know themselves. They don't know who they are. If you were to take away all those masks away from them, they won't know what they stand for. That would trigger an existential crisis in them. How can they give you any feedback about who you are and what you stand for? There is nothing wrong with you. You did not cause it. You are a good person. Believe in your values. Trust in yourself. They attacked your very core because they knew you hold light within yourself that emerges out of you in the form of love and compassion for others. Take care of yourself because they wanted you to abandon yourself so that they can feed on what you have to offer. It is in your absence they try to attack you in so many ways. Your absence from yourself. I hope that makes sense and you're able to resonate with that. In what ways did the narcissist attack you, your moral system, your values, and try to use all of that against you? Drop your experiences in the comments below. Additionally, they knew they do not have any real reason to hate you. So they had to project all the bad things about themselves onto you to the point of you mirroring them, becoming them for them so that they can punish themselves through you, so that they can hate themselves through you. All that hatred, all that poison, that vindictiveness, everything you got from them was not for you because they never saw you. They never knew you. All they saw and experienced was their own shadow. But they were unaware of it, or say they did not want to acknowledge any of it. In conclusion, we can say one of the major goals in a survivor's healing process is to devoid themselves of all the programming and the BS they were burdened with that doesn't belong to them. They have to let go. You have to let go of all the things that belong to the narcissist, but they made it about you because they did not know how else to hate you and how else to abuse you easily, how else to make you hate yourself. That is what it was all about. You have to believe in who you actually are. If you have lost that sense of self, it's fine. It will come back. Try to get in touch with your intuition. Remember who you were. Remember what you used to do for others, and that will give you an idea what you stand for. That was it for today's episode. If you found this episode insightful, please let me know in the comments and share it with your friends and family. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.